But there's just a friggin' lack of camaraderie.
It's sad.
That is swept into this radio station. And you got so many disc jockeys who, if given the chance, could just work together. But no, you've got the junkies thinking that they want to get mornings and their contract is up in October. And you've got Ron and Fez and their contract is up whenever their contract is up. And they're coming over and they're giving us handy saying, guys, listen, no matter what happens, you're the ace in the hole. And all everybody really wants to know is, what the hell's going to happen in 6 months?
And nobody knows.
And why are we waiting until the last minute? Then on top of it, we got these jerks, these absolute hacks on our station in Baltimore. These super hacks, these junkie ripoffs. And they're up there trashing us on a regular basis. I got news for you boys, too, because you love talking about inside radio so much. I guarantee you MFers this. I don't care how long I'm working here. Mike and I are stuck in afternoons forever. You'll never work at this station, you bastards. And someone should have told you where to get off a long time ago, you no-talent hacks.
Never had a chance to hear those guys, but I understood that they kind of lied to my face.
Yeah, and you're surprised by that. And the thing is, the company, and listen, I knew about this last week. Here's my point. These guys were trashing us, more specifically, very brave, trashing my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that she's on the show, so she's a public figure.
That is brave.
So we get a bunch of emails and calls about it. We decide we're not going to even deal with it, okay? Somebody says, do you want anything? I said, no, because that's a Howard Stern move.
Right.
It's a Howard Stern move to say, you're banned from saying so-and-so's name. But common freaking sense would say to these guys, this is all related to how we are dealt with and other people are dealt with in this company.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, who's already told them, screw you, I'm leaving,
right,
he's still getting his way,
of course,
for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of no-tack, jerk-off hacks up in Baltimore who are lucky to have a radio show middays, who should be kissing their ass that they're even in radio. They spend big amounts of their time trashing us, and no one from our Baltimore clusters got the balls to go up to that room and say, hey, listen, guys, you know, I know you think you're cool, but why don't you shut the frig up and just do a good show? Because you're going to start a friggin' radio war. And you think it's so funny. Oh, a radio war is great. A radio war is funny. No, it's not. It's not funny because when we have a radio war, we fight to win a radio war. Jerks. This whole stupid company. Sorry, I'm back on this again.
Well, you know what, man? I tell you, somebody's got to say it. And really, the communication lines around here, more people walking around here that don't know what the hell is going on at this radio
station. I don't need to have my ass kissed by anybody. I got a big enough paycheck, and God damn knows I got a big enough ego. I can live with it. Here's what I can't live with. Living at a place, at a company, that has its priorities so out of friggin' whack, that treats people, and I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about people like Johnny Dark and Steve Rouse and Brother Weeze and all these people at these Infinity stations, getting screwed over. This company's taking anybody that gives half a rat's ass about radio and treating them like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, Stern, the golden goose, who they're so, you know, on one hand in love with and on the other hand petrified of, nobody in this company is having an honest discussion about what's going to happen in 6 months when this dude leaves.
I mean, if they are, they're not talking to anybody that's involved with that.
And here's the strife that they're causing internally at this station. You have the junkies, these other guys. They want the morning show. They read in the newspaper. They're hot stuff. They had a good ratings book. They want the morning show. You've got the night guys. They want a shift. They want middays or they want afternoons. Hell, this company has approached us and had meetings and lunches with us about, yeah, we'll move you to mornings. We'll move you to mornings. Here's the deal. I'm sure we're like all the other disc jockeys. We're fine anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the management has made us all against each other.
Absolutely.
Divide and conquer.
There's more paranoia around here now than there has been since we've been here.
I mean, there was a ratings party last week. The only disc jockeys that showed up were me and Mike. And we got the worst attitude of anybody that works here. And we're the only ones that showed up.
It's,
and we suck.
It's
you know what I mean? As human beings, we suck.
But it's just, it's so confusing. I've never in my entire career,
in my next life,
been somewhere where I didn't know where anybody stood.
And this company, you can't find anything from anybody in this company because they'll say things are great, the future's so bright, hang in there. Future looks bright.
Hey, you know what?
Jesus Christ, you're flipping stations left and right. You're firing people left and right.
Trust no one.
You know, you've got crap going on with these hacks up in Baltimore. And you come to me and you say, hey, listen, if you say anything about it, all you're doing is dignifying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what a loser says. That's what a loser says. Jesus Christ, stupid, no-talent hacks. Get back to those ass wipes. You want to talk about my wife? Call the show. Call right now. I'll put you on the air. Let's talk. You got nothing to fill except how bad we suck? Call up. Because none of your bosses have got the balls to tell you. We've been doing it longer than you ever have, with more success than you'll ever have. So until you've won at least one game in the big leagues, shut the frig up. Hacks. Buffalo. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what started the whole thing, is Buffalo, New York. A radio station where we had success, where there were other shows that had success. Those shows out the door.
Right. But Howard's still on.
Of course.
Of course. Got to keep the franchise. Got to keep that. Got to keep, you know why? Because that's short term. Got to keep that money coming into the fourth quarter.
Sure.
You know that's true.
I know.
You know that's true.
I know.
God damn, you know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Every penny.
That even
it would be a real good idea for management at this radio station and in this company to communicate with people. There is an atmosphere of secrecy that exists here now, where people don't know where they stand.
Why would that be, Mike? The company's only changed 17 formats in the last two business weeks, and given all of those staffs around the country no information at all about what's happening.
We are technically in the communications business, but they put communications in quotation marks.
Yeah. Right.
Just to let you know, they don't really have to communicate. Just to the letter of the law.
Have you ever seen a place where people felt more uneasy than they do right now?
No, and a lot
at
of,
every level.
And the reason,
XL FM.
The reason that I reference Stern is a lot of people around this station are feeling uneasy because they don't know what's going to happen when he leaves. It's like if you're running a football team, and Tom Brady is going to go to another team. Do you think he would go to the Patriots and say, well, listen, one of you guys is going to be the quarterback. We're not really sure. You know what? We'll worry about it the day before the first game.
Or are you going to bring in another quarterback?
Yeah.
Right. You know what? And you said it too. We don't care. Just make a decision.
Right.
Let people know what the future holds.
Because it makes things uncomfortable around here. It's more
sure
just
as does.
It's more of the half-assed, hands-off, we won't do anything, we'll just react and see what happens. Management style around here that just kiss my ass. Seriously. Jesus. Thank God we had Jesus on.
You know, that's going to do well for us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm speaking to Mrs. Christ.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
I wanted to set the record straight about the guys up in Baltimore.
Please don't. Please don't set any record straight. I've heard an MP3.
Well, they have always said nice things.
BS. How about, listen, I could get incredibly petty with you, but I won't.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple of examples. If you want, I'll bring in the MP3. Mike O'Mara's impressions suck. They all sound the same. Dawn of time. How about all the throwaway, love you, Frida. Love you, Bart.
Don, that wasn't them. That was a guest.
Right. That was a comedian. Now we're going to get into another entire area of this, but I'd be glad to. There was a comedian who's on the Opie and Anthony show, and there are more hacks who used to work at this company. Here's the thing. Those no talents in Baltimore have done this for a long time before they had this comedian on. And anytime you got anybody on your show that's saying something that's not cool, you say, hey, knock it off.
Otherwise, you agree with them.
Well, I've been a listener from the beginning of
Please.
That show.
No.
And I've never, ever heard them say anything but
well, then,
things about you.
Then I guess tomorrow I'll bring in the MP3. And then you'll be proven a liar.
Okay. I'm injecting.
You're goddamn right you are.
Yeah, let's consider the source. Please inject.
You're goddamn right you are. Anyway, those guys in Baltimore, that's a separate issue, the guys in Baltimore. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And they're playing that game, right, too? They're playing the game,
hey, what's going on?
We don't say anything bad about you.
Right.
They kind of, well, it's radio, boys.
Hello.
It doesn't work that way.
Hey, good rant, Don.
Well,
I got a question for you, Mike.
What?
How about a pony update?
A pony? Like Hershey?
Like your pony. I haven't heard anything about the pony in months.
All right, I've been bad. I haven't been paying attention to the pony. I do talk to the pony, the other guy that I own the pony with that has the farm. He says the pony is looking great and the pony is very healthy.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
That's good. I should take the kids out to see the pony. I will take them out to see the pony. I'm not a bad father, okay?
Hold on. Who said you're a bad father?
I did.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Right.
Let me see if I could even pull this thing up right now. Some of this audio. Hold on.
Hershey has a small role in Flicka. The dedication.
Okay. Hold on a second.
That's right.
Hold. Oh, here we go. No, you know what? I can't get... Damn it, I can't get audio through this computer. There you go, though. This is from... Thank God we got a website. I only got like 8,000 of these. This was sent on Friday. Hi, Don and Mike, or whoever is reading this. Please enjoy the following MP3 recorded today on Live 105. Want to know how you feel about Big O and Dukes making negative comments about you, particularly Mike's impressions, saying he sucks, and your show in general, then permitting a comedian to bust on you guys and Frida ad nauseum. Not the first time. It would be an unfortunate event, blah, blah, if the radio gods decided to lose the faithful lightning, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. You know, we only got like 50 emails at our website, you know, about those creeps.
You know, the thing I'm guilty of is really not paying that much attention to people like this. Hold on, Bethan. I was going to say, I met these guys when the Junkies first came to work here, and they did a meet and greet out at my restaurant, and I think I met these guys, but I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And because these were the guys, apparently, they were, and now they're pulling this, so I don't know what kind of game they're playing.
That day last week when we took the high road. Let me talk to Joe about how many calls we got about that.
Sure, hold a second.
Hello?
Hey, that day those idiots in Baltimore were doing, how many, we got, like, how many calls?
Oh, we get calls every week, you know.
About them?
Yeah.
What does the average, you know, little brain have to say?
Exactly what you're saying, which is they make fun of Frida and they make fun of you guys. And then, you know, then you have people sticking up for them. I don't even know why they would bother.
So what is the game going on here? Because every time the game is that you get a guy calling like that that's saying, hey, they really like you guys. Is that a plant or what?
No, they do it that two-faced, that, hey, those guys are great. And I know what those guys